A new Pitt Meadows heavy metal band is searching for members, but only those between the ages of 9 and 11 with a love for music can apply. Logan Malte, 10, and Miles Van Sickle, 9, started their band, called The Fangers, about a year ago. The pair were taking lessons at Long and McQuaid and met while waiting for their teachers to start their lessons. Neither realized they went to the same elementary school until they started talking. Then Logan asked Miles if he wanted to be in a band. Miles, who has only been playing the electric guitar for about a year now, said sure. Logan plays the drums, but also plays the piano. Drums is awesome, he said, noting he has been playing the drums for about 2 years now. It's just very easy to hit them, he said. I play piano as well, but you can't rock out on a piano as much as you can do on drums. Miles started playing the electric guitar because he thinks it is a cool instrument. I really like it. It's pretty easy to play, he said. It's used in, all the rock bands, you can't really have a band without it, he said. Logan said he came up with the name of the band after he came up with the logo. The boys lean back in their chairs and pull open their black leather-esque jackets to reveal matching black t-shirts, the fangers scrawled in white across the top with a set of red fangs just underneath. And the boys double-checked on Spotify to make sure the name has not already been taken. Logan and Miles are inspired by bands like Metallica, AC/DC, Blink-182, Green Day, and Sum 41. So far they have learned how to play three cover tunes, Brain Stew, by Green Day, TNT, by AC/DC, Seven Nation Army, by The White Stripes. Miles finds TNT the most challenging to play because it is not as repetitive as the other songs and it changes all the time. First you do some power chords, but you change it to power chords again but in a different way, he said. The pair have also written two original tunes with the help of a band coach. A lot of help, added Miles. Their first original song is called Invasion, which they describe as a regular rock song about a guy who is trying to get away from zombies and aliens. They wrote it before their band coach started helping them, but when the band coach stepped in the song was fixed, they said, and was better. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by the Fangers, at the dot Fangers. The second song they wrote is called Beautiful Rainbows. My thought was, I'm going to make a song to prank people, Logan explained. It starts off so beautiful, he said. And then it goes into heavy metal, said Miles, cracking a smile. It goes so metal, and it's just awesome. I think it's better than Invasion, to be honest, it's so good, said Logan, turning to Miles. Miles agreed. Because it's just more heavy and it's harder and I more of a challenge, he quipped. Currently they hold their rehearsals in Miles' bedroom, but once they have a full band they will have to find another location, because it will be too cramped, Logan said. They are looking for a singer and a rhythm guitarist. 2 weeks ago they found a bassist for their band. Applicants must be between the ages of 9 and 11, and have had at least one music lesson. But, most importantly, they must have a drive to play. 7 years from now, Logan and Miles hope to have at least two albums under their belts and to be making money and playing gigs. In a couple of years, they are hoping to enter the Tri-City Talent Show and play one of their songs. They are enjoying their time in the band together. It's so fun playing music and that's why I really like doing it, said Logan. I just like that I can work with friends and make new songs that aren't made and that sound pretty cool, said Miles. The Fangers is on Instagram at The Fangers, and they also have a website, thefangers.com. On either site, those interested can find audition applications.